And now it's time for Power of Prophecy with your host, former professor at the University of Texas at Austin, career United States Air Force officer, and best-selling author, Tex Mars.
Hello, friends. This is Tex Mars, and welcome to another edition of Power of Prophecy. Well, today we're going to have a groundbreaking expose of something that is so very vital to America. It's the keeping of our national secrets, our classified secrets, our top secret information relative to, well, the protection of our very lives. I'm talking about military intelligence, political intelligence, and spies, yes, spies, from foreign countries in America, within our borders. And I'm going to expose today exactly which nation is the most dangerous nation on earth right now with its intelligence agencies and the harm that they've been doing to America and will do very shortly, perhaps even dragging America into a World War III. They have already done incalculable damage to this country. And I'm going to name some leaders of this nation, senators, congressmen, televangelists even, who have been working with these monstrous spies from a foreign nation. And as I said, it is a disgusting thing to me to realize that America is being sold down the river by spies and that there are thousands, tens of thousands, maybe even a few million indirectly helping a foreign nation to destroy America. I believe this will be the first time anyone has ever exposed, had an entire radio program devoted to exposing the spies in our midst. And you may be surprised about some of the things I tell you today. And I'm very angry about it. I'm furious about it. Now, I want you to understand something. God has been so gracious as to empower me to complete my investigations in this matter. And I was astounded at the information that poured forth when I had set my mind and I said, God, help me out. Help me. Tell me who these monstrous spies are in our midst. Saboteurs of America. Provocateurs. Traitors. Benedict Arnolds, who are they? What are they doing? How can I tell the people of America about them? And God has been very gracious, and I must tell you, you know the scriptures themselves say to humble yourselves before God, and in due time, he will lift you up. Notice there, it doesn't say we're to be Mr. Humble necessarily to our fellow man. Now, that may be good policy. Nobody likes a pompous, you know, donkey. I understand that. Nobody likes a big braggadocio, a braggart. But that's not the meaning of the verse. It says, humble yourselves before God. In other words, realize who has the power, who has the ultimate authority. And if God opens the door, we find in the book of Revelation, it says that door cannot be shut by anyone. Can you imagine? I love that verse. He openeth the door that no man can shut. And when he shuts the door, no person can open it. I like that. I have found in my 25-year career in the ministry, you know, I had over 20 years in the U.S. Air Force, and then I had a number of years in, oh, I guess you could call it the secular world of publishing and technology, and was president of a high-tech consulting firm called Tech Trends and published a number of books along the high-tech information type books for major New York publishers and so forth. But in the 25 years I've been in the ministry, I've discovered something. That the fountain of my research and information activity has always been God. If I ever thought I could find out information without God's help, it has always led to stupidity on my part. I admit it. But even Jesus told his disciples, without me, you are nothing. Now, somebody might say that Jesus was prideful, but I wouldn't dare say that. And I think you'd be a fool to say that God and Jesus and I and the Father are one, that God is prideful. When God says something, he makes it happen. You know, I don't mean to diverge from what we're talking about today, but there are certain people out there that when they say something, you just believe them. They're not really bragging. If they can make it happen, I recall in the sports world, Muhammad Ali said, I'm going to knock out, you know, so-and-so in world heavyweight boxing in such and such a round. And everybody said, can you believe he's bragging? Well, he went out and did that. He even named the round. He was going to knock out a lot of his opponents. Well, if you're able to do that, brag on, brother. Joe Namath said, I'm going to win the Super Bowl. We'll be the first of the AFL to win the Super Bowl. We'll beat the NFL team. He was with the New York Jets. Everybody said, oh, sure. Your team is such an underdog, you'll never do that. He said, we're going to win. He was criticized. How dare you, you big braggart. But he won. After that, nobody criticized him anymore. He became a national hero. He bragged, but he won. I'm not bragging today. In fact, I'm going to tell you right now, Joe Namath was a great football player. Muhammad Ali, previously known as Cassius Clay, was a great boxer. I'm not a great researcher or investigator. But I have something that maybe they had, maybe they didn't. I don't think Muhammad Ali did because he had turned toward the Islamic faith. Now, I don't know about Joe Namath, but I doubt it. He had a pretty hedonistic, decadent lifestyle. But I know one thing. With Jesus Christ on your team, in fact, as the coach, the head coach of all the universe, I think I'm doing pretty good in my research and investigation. That's how I find these things. Some people say, how can we trust that what you say is true? Well, check it out. Investigate for yourself. I've always told people, you know, consider Tex Mars crazy. Consider me a nut, a whack job. But do check out what I say. Investigate for yourself, and you'll probably find out that what I'm saying is so. Now, today's program, I think God has given me the keys to understanding something. And it concerns the Israeli intelligence assets in America. This is an exclusive report. I'm going to show you the hidden ties to the infamous Israeli Mossad and Shin Bet network. We're going to unearth them. We're going to expose them. And I propose to you that these are the most dangerous, most heinous secret agents in America today. Yet they come with some of the biggest names. You'll be amazed at the organizations that support them. These are the illicit operatives of a foreign intelligence power. They need to be exposed. They need to be run out of our country if necessary. And we better quit allowing them to do what they're doing. First of all, I'm going to tell you my own bias. As a Christian, I believe every Christian brother and sister is part of the family of God. I don't care if they're from Thailand or Mongolia, Uruguay or Canada or the United States, Mexico, whatever. They're my brother or sister. I don't care what color they are, what, their national origins and all that stuff. Hey, Once you are a child of Jesus Christ, once he has adopted you, you see, he's got to approve. He's got to take you. He's got to choose you. He has to invite you. Listen. Some people say, well, you mean it's like some special fraternity? You better believe it. It is. It's a special fraternity. But you don't have to have a college education even. You don't have to have a lot of credentials, but you must have faith and believe in him as Lord. And then he accomplishes the miracles. He chooses you. But then we find out he has chosen us from the foundation of the world. He knew you before you were ever born. He knew what you would become, that you would become either good or evil. He said of Judas, it would be better if he had never been born. There are certain people who are foreordained of old for condemnation. Now, some people say, Tex, that cannot be. You mean before they were ever born, they were foreordained to do evil? That is absolutely correct. Where can I find that in the Bible, Tex Mars? Well, go to the book of Jude. They've even crept into the church. And a pastor friend used to say they're creeps then. They crept into the church. They're creeps. Yeah, that's right. They're creeps. They left us eventually when they were exposed because they were never of us. John said that. These people claim to be Americans, great citizens, patriotic, many of them, but they were never of us. And they need to be exposed. We're going to do it. They put Israel first. They put the Jews first. They're not Americans. I'm going to tell you right now, although every Christian is my brother and sister, whatever country they're from, still, we do have a country. Tex Mars was born in Fred, Texas, a little bitty burg of a town in East Texas. I was raised in East Texas. I went in the Air Force, went all over the world, but I came back to Texas. I'm in the capital of Texas now. I'm an American, and I'm going to put America first. Texas second. Austin, Texas third. But of course, overall, I'll put Jesus in heaven. Now that's sort of my priorities, folks. What are yours? If you put Israel first, I mean that physical nation in the Middle East, then by all means, leave this country and go over there, immigrate and live over there. But quit being a spy and quit favoring them over us. Had a man says, well, Tex, the Bible tells us to bless Israel, and that's why I put Israel first. Where's that in the Bible? Well, I can't seem to find it here. Yeah, you can't find it because it's not in there. God's told Abraham, whoever blesses you, I will bless, and whoever curses you, I will curse. Abraham, that's in Genesis. So if you wanted to find it, Genesis 12 and other verses, I'll give it to you. But it doesn't say Israel because Israel did not even exist at the time. It says your seed, you and your seed. Oh, well, that would mean Israel, wouldn't it? Well, did he not have two sons? One was Ishmael, Isaac, the other. Which son? Well, everybody should know it was Isaac. Really, everybody? So then if you bless Isaac, then God will bless you. But it says if you bless Abraham, whoever blesses Abraham. Abraham's been dead and gone. He's in heaven. If you want a blessing, why don't you bless the one who he loves and worships today? Well, who would Abraham worship and love today? His name is Jesus. In fact, through Jesus, Abraham blessed the whole world. There's your blessing. You want to bless somebody, give them Jesus. He's greater than Abraham. Jesus, in fact, was before Abraham. So, well, how is that possible? You don't find Jesus anywhere in the Old Testament. You don't find him until the Gospel of Matthew in the King James Bible, for example, in the New Testament. You just don't know your Old Testament. In fact, Jesus himself said, before Abraham was, I am. And in John, we say, we find out that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And only later was the Word made flesh and dwelt among us. John chapter 1, verse 14. Jesus was before Abraham. You better bless people with Jesus if you want a blessing yourself. You want to curse people, then don't tell them about Jesus. Don't bring them the blessings of Jesus. You'll be cursing them. So many people write to me and say, I don't want to offend Jews by converting them or evangelizing them. Okay, well, you're cursing them then. Because the man who has not Jesus is cursed. Well, they've got the law. The law brings a curse, Paul said. But Jesus will set you free because he fulfilled the law. Now you begin to understand the big picture. People who don't understand the big picture lose themselves in the first book, the book of Genesis, where it talks about Abraham. As a matter of fact, if you want to know about the seed of Abraham and Abraham, go to the New Testament. Paul Harvey used to have a feature. He called it the rest of the story. People say, don't you know about Abraham and his seed? Yes, I do. I find that not only in Genesis where it talks about Abraham, but I find the rest of the story in Galatians 3 where it says, the seed of Abraham is not as of many, but one, which is Jesus Christ. That's the seed of Abraham. Oh, I thought it was people with a Jewish DNA. Yeah, well, that's because you don't know your Bible. All things are possible if you know your Bible, because God will bless you with incredible knowledge beyond what 1,000 textbooks from colleges could do. And there in Galatians 3, it says, and if ye belong to Christ, if you are Christ, then are you Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. And the verse right before that, Galatians 3, verse 28 says, it doesn't matter if you're a Jew or a Gentile. To God, you're all who believe in Jesus and belong to him are one. Everybody tries to separate today. Let's separate. Let's divide. Let's be divisive. Yeah, well, you treasure your diversity. But Jesus is one. And Abraham sits under him in his tutelage, as do all of the other prophets, Isaac, Jacob, and so forth. Anyone who is of God is under the tutelage of Jesus Christ, which I'm proud to be. Now, let's go on this, because it's so important, the Israeli intelligence assets. I just wanted to tell you that the reason I know these things is not because I'm an excellent researcher. It's because in the book of Proverbs in the Old Testament, chapter 25, verse 2, it says, it is the glory of God to conceal a thing. He keeps hidden whatever he wants to hide. Did you know that God can be clandestine if he wants to? Just like that door you can't open if he closes it. If he doesn't want to reveal a thing to you, you'll never find out. But, there's that big word again, but. It's gigantic. You know, it's how many letters? Well, it's only three, but it's huge. It is the glory of God to conceal a thing, but the honor of kings is to search out a matter. Are you a king? Are you under the great King Jesus Christ? Are you a royal person? Then it might be that God will honor you after you humble yourself. And if he does, then you, a royal person, a king, in his greater kingdom, he will allow you to search out a matter and discover the answers. Ah, yes, we always start with God. On this program here, Power of Prophecy. It's the prophecies of God, not the Mayans or the Aztecs. And we'll find out more about them in coming months on this radio program and their prophecy. The world will end December 21, 2012. I'll be telling you about that later on, not today, but you'll find out more. We'll see about that. Somebody phoned me up recently and told me that they believe they were possessed by devils. What can I do? How can I escape? Let me tell you what the Bible says. Submit yourself, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Three parts. What does it begin with? Submit yourself to God. The second part, resist the devil. And then third, well, you don't really have to do anything. You're the passive partner in that because you've already submitted yourself to God. You've already resisted the devil, and he will run like the blazes from you. But if you don't start by submitting yourself to God, you're in trouble. I'm submitting myself to God now for the rest of this program because it's so important that we find out about the Israeli intelligence assets in America. Now, I want you to understand, the Israelis not only have their own agents, the Mossad, which works with the CIA and British military intelligence, as well as with the Paris, France-based intelligence services of France and so forth. They also have a security agency called the Shin Bet, S-H-I-N-B-E-T, two words. It was both Mossad and the Shin Bet that worked very closely in the 9/11 operation. So you see right away what Israeli intelligence assets did in America. They superintended whatever Arabs were involved and brought them into a scam or a scheme in which 9/11 was carried out and 3,000, mostly Americans, were killed in the World Trade Center towers and in Pennsylvania and at the Pentagon on 9/11. There we see the horror of the Israeli intelligence working with our own upper level agents of the CIA and the FBI, not the average FBI or CIA guy. I'm talking about the very elite at the top who are traitors of America and who have been working with the Order of Skull and Bones and Freemasonry and the Vatican Knights of Malta and the Jesuits and all the other orders, because all of these groups come together at one level or another to do their dirty and evil work. So we have the Israeli Mossad operating here in America. They carried out 9/11. They influenced the White House to carry out the Oklahoma City bombing, for example. But there's much more involved. They're also working as Israeli intelligence assets to influence our political elections. And I'm going to show you exactly how they are now in command of Mitt Romney, of Newt Gingrich, of Herman Cain, of Michelle Bachmann, of Rick Santorum, and certainly Barack Obama. We have no pro-American candidates for president of the United States. They are all Israeli intelligence assets. And this is the disgrace that deserves to be told about today. Now, understand that almost all of the Jews in America, almost all of them, not all of them, thank God, they're a small minority, this cannot be said of, but for the majority, they put Israel, the nation of Israel, above America. Even if they're born and live here, and they're among the richest Americans. Because whether you look at the surveys from Fortune magazine or Forbes or any Business Week, you find out that Jews are the richest ethnic group in the United States of America. They control our press. They control our entertainment. They control our banking and Wall Street. They've got the money. They have been richly rewarded as American citizens. But they wish to be dual citizens, most of them. And they put Israel above America. And this is wrong. And the Israeli spy agencies understand that they can gain the cooperation of the 7.5 million Jews living in America. There are 19 million Jews in all the world. And 7.5 million of them live in America. And some 7.5 million more live in Israel. That means we have as many Jews as live or reside in Israel, living here in America. And if that's 15 million of the 19 million just within those two nations, the whole rest of the whole world, all 175 nations, only have 4 million Jews. So we've got them concentrated in America. This is the land of opportunity, and they're taking advantage of that. And they're building up Israel. They're building up the Israeli world empire, the Jewish world empire, and promoting Judaism and the Jewish Kabbalah and the Jewish Talmud. And they're demolishing the American culture. And they're going to bring us into a World War III, and they're redistributing the money of America through their Fed Reserve, which is run by a Jew, Ben Bernanke. And all of the major banks in America are also run by Jews. from J.P. Morgan Chase to Bank of America to Wells Fargo to U.S. Bank to just name them. What all did I miss there, Jerry? There's several bigger banks. There's SunTrust out of Florida, of course. They even own Hong Kong Shanghai Bank in China. But we're going to talk about American assets of Israel. But it's not only Jews. Many Gentiles traders work with these Jewish agencies. Now, if you're Jewish and you cooperate with the Israeli Mossad spy agency or the Shin Bet, you're known as a Sionim, part of the Sionim. That means sort of like citizen assets. You see, they believe, they're confident that the 7.5 million Jews living in America do not really love this country. They love Israel more. And when it comes to asking them to spy for Israel, they will willingly do so. And there are these Jewish organizations that work hand in glove with the Israeli government to do dirty jobs. You know their names, the AIPAC and so forth. And they keep dossiers on good Americans because they want to make patriots look bad. They want to spread lies about true patriots. While they help their Sionim, while they help their sleeper cells and sleeper agents in America. Now, I want to start, for example, with the spy who did the most damage to American security in the history of the United States. His name was Jonathan Pollard. Jonathan Pollard was born in Galveston, Texas, but he never loved America, and he volunteered to work for the nation of Israel to spy against his home country, America. Here again, we see the dishonesty, the hypocrisy, and the monstrosity of many Jewish citizens who are not patriotic to this country. Jonathan Pollard got a job at the direction of the Israeli Mossad working in the Defense Department at the Pentagon. He wormed himself into a position where he would have access to not hundreds, not thousands, but tens of thousands of top secret documents. And he constantly stole these documents, and because of lax security at the Pentagon, was able to bring them out of the Pentagon, make copies of them, and tens of thousands of these secret documents, top secret documents, went to the Israeli Mossad. Now, the worst part of it was that the Israeli Mossad operates with other intelligence agencies, and remember, it's not a friend of America. They're not our ally. Israel is not our ally. They hate this country. They want to destroy America. Yes, Israel wants to destroy America. Don't think different. And Israel sold all of these military secrets to Red China, to the communist butchers of Tiananmen Square. Red China ended up with all the most precious military secrets of America, even the secrets of our missile technology, of our atomic bomb technology, of our nuclear submarine technology. Israel gave it to China. Can you imagine? I'll tell you more, and we're going to show you where Mitt Romney is one of these people. Newt Gingrich is one of them. Herman Cain, Rick Santorum. They are, in my opinion, Israeli spies. I will give you the proof when we return in just a few minutes. God bless you, my friends, and stay tuned. You're listening to Power of Prophecy. I'm Tex Mars. This is Tex Mars. You know, friends, we're in a very precarious and dangerous situation in America. And I believe food is going to be a very precious commodity, a rare commodity. The food stores have around 3 days of food supplies. That's all 72 hours. And that can go very quickly. You know, when a tornado or hurricane is predicted to hit a certain area, they say that within hours, all of the supermarkets run out of staples. You wouldn't think so. Their shelves seem to be so stocked, but believe me, there's not so much as it looks. And we're going to come upon an area, I believe, where food will be a very scarce resource. Now, we have something here in this ministry called the Survival Seed Vault. And we're offering it to you. Yes, I think it would be great for you to plant your own garden. And now that it's springtime, it's the perfect time to do so. Food prices are skyrocketing. It's going to get worse. You can gain food independence with this Survival Seed Vault. Almost all seeds today, as you know, in the hardware and other stores, contain the contaminated, I call it the Terminator gene, genetically modified organisms, GMO foods. But this Survival Seed Vault has 20 jumbo-sized seed packets, easy to grow vegetables, and guess what? They're what we call the heirloom seeds. They're not the ones you plant one time and that's all you can plant them. These seeds produce products that have seeds of their own, and then you can plant those. You know, when I was a young boy, we would, you know, eat a watermelon, then we would take the seeds and plant them in our backyard, and lo and behold, we would grow more watermelons. Did you know you can't do that with seeds today? For one thing, there's seedless watermelons many times, but even those that have seeds have been genetically modified to grow only one time. So they can keep selling the seeds over and over again. You see, you have to buy new seeds. But with these, heirloom seeds are the old style, the ones that God made, not modified by men. So this is a great thing for you, my friends. What kind of seeds are involved here? Well, you can call us and get a list of all of them. There's everything from lettuce and cucumbers and cabbage and red beets and peas and tomatoes and, oh my goodness, squash, spinach, cantaloupes, all of these seeds. And it comes in a nice little, we call it the Survival Seed Vault. And these seeds will last for many years. So if you don't want to plant them this year, next year, the year after, the year after, the year after, you'll have them on hand, though, in case America changes rapidly. And look what happened in the Soviet Union, in Russia, 1917, the communists took over. At that time, Russia was actually shipping food to other nations. They had a surplus, the farmers of Russia. We have a surplus too. America, we're the farmers for the whole world. Our wheat, our corn, and other products go all around the world. We're feeding a good part of the world. But did you know that within just a few short years in Russia, they had no food for themselves, let alone to ship the surplus to others? In fact, it's one of the greatest tragedies in history. Because of the administration and the monstrous actions of the commies, 16 million farmers and their families were purged, slaughtered, and died. And then people were desperate. They had no bread. They had nothing. What could they do? Folks, order this Survival Seed Vault. Now, you've seen this or things, products similar to it, on sale for $99 or $149 or $199. Well, I don't want to say that's a ripoff. I only can tell you this much. We don't do our people like that. Ours is only $38. Again, you have 20 jumbo-sized seed packets. They come in this little seed vault with a top on it, and you can store it yourself. And the packets themselves are hermetically sealed. And, you know, they're in such a package that the sun can't even get through to it once you take them out even. This is a resealable storage container, and it comes with the planting instructions and the seed harvesting guide, everything included. So please order your own Survival Seed Vault today. We have people, Jerry's my technician over here, really my engineer in the broadcasting studio. We have people ordering 3 or 4 at a time. 10. Somebody ordered 10. Well, I can understand why. They're giving them out to their friends. And when they find out that some other organizations or and groups are asking $99 or $199, and they see we're only asking for $38. But, you know, our ministry, we're here to serve you. We're not here to make money off of you. And I don't want to get into that because people think that I'm just asking for money and, you know, you're I guess, bragging. But it's true. It's true. We're here to serve you. That's what we're all about. And that's why we started offering this Survival Seed Vault. I just feel other people are asking too much. And I did some investigation. We checked out the best people. And I think this is the best bargain. And you need it, okay? Food's going to get scarce. We don't know when the Bible says that there will be millions. Even one-third of the whole earth will perish from famine and from pestilence in the last days. That's a prophecy. I don't know when it's going to occur, but I'm telling you, things are looking bad, aren't they, folks? They're looking bad. We're going to have to pray harder and harder because things are getting tough. And they can change on a dime. So you need to have this survival seed vault. Now, it's $38. Please add $5 shipping and handling. Just $5 shipping and handling. $38 plus $5 for the shipping and handling. A total of $43. And send that to Power of Prophecy, 1708, that's 1708, Patterson Road, Patterson Road, Austin, Texas, 78733. You can phone us during the work week and order them. Use your charge card. Our phone number here is toll-free. You don't have to pay for the call. 1-800-234-9673. Now, if you're receiving our newsletter, you'll have a full-page ad for this product in your newsletter. So get out the edition of the newsletter and find it in there, okay? And look it over, and you'll see all the information on it, a list of all the various kinds of seeds and so forth, a picture of the survival seed vault, a picture of the seed packets, and other information. You can get this also not only by phoning us toll-free using your charge card, but you can do the same thing using your charge card or PayPal on our website, powerofprophecy.com or texmars.com. They'll get you there quicker. TEXEMARRS.com. It's right on the home page. You'll see an ad for this and pictures and such and all the information that you need. Please protect yourself, protect your family from starvation, from hunger with our survival seed vault. Do it today. Now let's return to our regular program. I'm Tex Mars. You're listening to Power of Prophecy. I promised you I was going to give you some information. Now, I want to first look at Mitt Romney. You have to understand that Mitt Romney is a Mormon. Now, I'm going to talk more about Mormon Church and the Latter-day Saints. But please understand that Mitt Romney, being a Mormon, has a special connection to Israel. Did you know that Israel and the head of the Mormon Church have made a protocol to work together? And under that protocol, the Mormon Church has agreed not to evangelize the Jews. Mormons do not send missionaries to Israel to evangelize the Jews. Every other country in the world, Mormons will go there, I suppose, but not to Israel. Isn't that a little special relationship? Joseph Smith, the founder of the Mormon Church, which was founded in 1834, was an occultist and a Freemason. The interesting thing, though, is he said that the Mormons, those who join the Mormon Church, are Jews. Isn't that interesting? You're of Israel. You're two of the tribes, Manasseh and Ephraim. Isn't that odd? Of the 12 tribes, the Mormons claim they're two of the tribes. And then they claim that Native American Indians are yet another Jewish tribe. So they're like in bed with the Jews. They're the other tribes of the 12. So Mormons think they're Jews. They claim the New Jerusalem is going to be built in Independence, Missouri, right here in the United States. And that Jesus is going to return right here. But not the Jesus of the Bible. The Mormon Jesus is the brother of Lucifer, has a God, Father, who lives near a star planet called Kolob. Oh, it's just a big bunch of malarkey they made up. But you have to understand that Jesus is only one God of billions of gods, according to the Mormons. He's God only of this planet. The Jews love that. They love a religion that teaches Jesus is only one God of billions. He's nothing special. He's not in heaven sitting on the throne. He's one little puny God. And you know what? If you're a faithful Mormon, you can be your own God on your own planet with a harem of thousands of wives, 10 of which will be virgins. I guess they haven't caught up with the Muslims yet on that one. They get, 71 virgins, is it? Jerry, something like that. Okay. So Mitt Romney is a Mormon with a special connection to the Jews. In a religion that will teach you, oh yes, the Mormons believe in Jesus, just like the other Christians do. But their Jesus is another Jesus and another gospel. 2 Corinthians chapter 11 verse 4 says there is another Jesus, the Jesus of Satan. Now, Mitt Romney began as a consultant out of college working with a group of very rich men. His father put him with this group. When Mitt Romney says, I made my own money, what he means is his father lined him up with all these millionaires, and his father gave all the money to this corporation to get started, this consulting corporation. His father's money bankrolled the corporation, and Mitt Romney was like an employee of his father. So when he says, I made my own money, what he means is his dad was the sugar daddy. Now, if you want to call that making your own money, well, you can do that. Okay? I don't. But today he's worth, they say, around $250 million. He said, I made it all myself. Sure. Oh, yeah, he did. Just like Donald Trump's son will make it himself, and so on and so on. Baloney. Now, Mitt Romney met up with a group of very special men, and they founded a company, a corporation called Bain, B-A-I-N. Now, today, Mitt Romney is head of Bain Capital, which is a spinoff of Bain, the parent corporation. The parent is Bain. Bain is one of the most powerful consortiums or conglomerations, you can call it amalgamation, because they own hundreds of companies. You've heard about Staples, you know, the office supply store, but there are many more that Bain owns. Now, what if I told you that Bain was actually owned by Israeli Jews? What would you say to that? And what if I told you that Bain Corporation was controlled by the Israeli Mossad? What would you say to that? Well, it's absolutely true. In fact, you can go to Wikipedia or read elsewhere of Bain. You'll find out something interesting. The original founder, the reason they call it Bain, is because a man named Bill Bain from the state of, I think it's Georgia, started it along with Mitt Romney and others. But it ended up with Bill Bain being kicked out or discharged or saying, you know, sawadi, farewell, whatever language you want to talk about, you know, arrivederci baby. But they kicked Bill Bain out. And a woman came on who was an Israeli citizen and became chairman of the board of Bain. And she was chairman of the board. That means top dog. This Israeli woman from Israel, an Israeli citizen. But she wasn't just any Israeli citizen. You don't get to be head of a multi-billion dollar corporation by just being an Israeli citizen. Her father was a general in the Israeli army, and she was the third ranking officer of the Israeli spy agency, Mossad. Bain is a Mossad agency. And Mitt Romney was made CEO, and his immediate boss was a woman who was the third ranking Mossad officer. Do you get the picture, folks? Say, Tex, have you got her name? I do. Gorit Kadish. Gorit Kadish. Hope I pronounced the Hebrew right. Or the Yiddish or whatever. Gorit Kadish. They got rid of Bill Bain. They put Mitt Romney in charge. Now, when he ran for president in 2008, they said, you know what? We've done so many dirty things here at Bain. We'll have a spinoff corporation. You call it Bain Capital. It'll be new. We'll put Romney on that, and it won't have such a dirty, sullied record. So there's Bain Corporation, then there's Bain Capital, which Mitt would say, well, that's now a different company. But he was CEO of Bain, the parent company. But his boss, again, was a Mossad spy agent. And not only that, you can read books, because there's one primary book written about Bain Corporation and what it did. And it's a praise book, a praise book. And let me tell you what happened over the last several years while he was with Bain and CEO. He made frequent trips, Mitt Romney did, to Israel, where he met with, of course, Mossad spy officials. But he was also trained in what they call their homeland security, intelligence security. He was trained by the Shin Bet, their security intelligence agency. Do you understand what I'm talking about, friends? He's going to bring in all of the Israeli intelligence into the American intelligence. Even Barack Obama can't do that. Barack Obama was a communist agent whose mentor was, as I showed in Rothschild's Choice, my video, I exposed the fact that his mentor was a communist man, a black man, Frank Marshall Davis. And then he got on with a CIA organization, the Chicago mob and all that, and ended up as president. But Mitt Romney works for the Israeli Mossad. And his church is proud that he's doing so because they're hand in glove working with their dirty counterparts in Israel themselves. And I'm talking about the Salt Lake City bums that call themselves the Mormon Church or the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, which is a misnomer. Vote for Mitt Romney. Why not just vote for Benjamin Netanyahu or the monstrous terrorists that run the Israeli Mossad that did 9/11? That's what we're going to get. Why do you think he had banking accounts in the Grand Cayman Islands? That's where the crooks operate. That's where they do all their dirty banking operations. You got to understand what's going on with this man. Now let's go to Newt Gingrich. Is Newt Gingrich an asset of the Israeli intelligence? Absolutely. Absolutely. By the way, I've got so much here to cover. Let me go back to Bain just a minute. I told you they own hundreds of corporations and companies, that they are themselves an Israeli Mossad asset. One of the corporations they own is the largest broadcasting, radio broadcasting corporation in America. It's called Clear Channel Communications. Now, not only is the daughter of the owner, or one of the owners of Clear Channel, married to a congressman, was it Michael from Austin, Texas? Forgive me. There's so many congressmen that are in their employ. He's congressman of this very district in Austin. But Clear Channel Communications owns hundreds and hundreds of radio stations across America. They own more radio stations and more of the broadcasting spectrum than any other corporation in America. And get this, they and their subordinate groups control these talk shows. If you want to know why these pro-Zionist, pro-Israel talk shows exist, you know, because Bain owns them. Bain is run by the Israeli Mossad, and they have set up broadcasters across America. You think they're independent. You think they're American. You think they're patriots. They work for Israel. Michael Savage is part of Clear Channel Communications. Sean Hannity is part of Clear Channel Communications. Rush Limbaugh was chosen for his job to promote Israel. He has a rabbi who helps him out in his duties, and who he visits Israel with. The rabbi's name is Nathan Gutman from New York City. He has a rabbi. What radio broadcaster do you know of that has a rabbi to run around with, to go to Israel with? Rush Limbaugh does. Glenn Beck, he's part of this group. Laura Ingraham, every major conservative talk show host is basically connected in one way or another with Bain. And they're connected with the Israeli Mossad. Do you think Laura Ingraham, who gets paid hundreds and hundreds of thousands, who knows? I don't know how much she gets. I mean, Sarah Palin works for Fox Network as a contributor, and she's paid $750,000 to go on just a few times a week, $750,000 a year. Mike Huckabee is controlled by Fox Network, which is owned by Rupert Murdoch, supposedly, a Zionist. Jew, according to the Jerusalem Post, February 22, 2012, Mike Huckabee, who has his own program, as I mentioned, on Fox Network, makes a yearly trip to Israel. Every year he goes there and receives his marching directions. His yearly trip to Israel, Michael Huckabee. By the way, Rupert Murdoch also hired Newt Gingrich. And he's getting over $1 million a year from Fox. And Lou Dobbs. And as I said, Mike Huckabee. Bill O'Reilly. Greta Van Susteren. Rupert Murdoch on January the 6th endorsed Rick Santorum. That's how Rick Santorum won three primaries in a row. Right after he was endorsed by Zionist Fox News owner Rupert Murdoch, who is a Zionist from Australia. In other words, he's one of those citizen spies. And all that, he's found all these, doing all these crooked things. He had to shut down one of his newspapers, News of the World, when a Scotland Yard SWAT team went in there because they were doing dirty things. And now The Sun, another tabloid owned by Rupert Murdoch over in England, they brought a SWAT team in and they arrested five of the executives there of that newspaper. And he owns all these American newspapers, including the Wall Street Journal. Who do you think they're going to support every time? Israel. Israel. The Zionist. World War III in the Middle East in favor of Israel. That's Rupert Murdoch. That's why Fox News, Sean Hannity, Bill O'Reilly. That's why Bill O'Reilly was featured speaker at the Jewish ADL National Convention in California. That's why I have pictures of the operating manager, Roger Iles, and Bill O'Reilly at the APAC, American Israel Public Action Committee National Conference. I have pictures of them there. They attended it. Of course they do. All these people work for Israel. Now, there was one guy that worked for Fox News that didn't, though. His name was Judge Napolitano, Andrew Napolitano. And on February 15, he was axed. His program was taken off of Fox Business TV. Do you wonder why Ron Paul, Congressman Ron Paul, his candidate, is slammed constantly and neglected and avoided, given no help at all, not even treated like the other candidates for president by Fox? It's because the Jews don't want him as president. And Fox and CNN, all others. Look at Wolf Blitzer. Wolf Blitzer worked for APAC before he went to Cable News Network. Wolf Blitzer. He and Rush Limbaugh should have a love affair together. Well, I think I'm revealing something I probably shouldn't reveal there. But in any case, Wolf Blitzer, who did one of the presidential debates, actually was a lobbyist for the American Israel Public Affairs Committee. It was David Duke that exposed that. Nobody knew about it. Michael Savage, his real name is not Savage. They made that up. His real name is Wiener. He's a Wiener. W-E-I-N-E-R. Just like Congressman Anthony Wiener, the sexual pervert. They changed his name to Michael Savage. It sounds better. He's just a little Jew nutcase who's against freedom of religion in America, who is pro-Israel to the hilt, as is Sean Hannity, as is Rush Limbaugh, as is Glenn Beck. In fact, Glenn Beck flew over there and had a bunch of crusades, you might say, to encourage the Israelis that America was going to stand behind them. Now back to Newt Gingrich. Who's his big backer? It's a Zionist billionaire, Sheldon Adelson, who's worth $23 billion. He was on the cover of Forbes magazine recently. He's the Las Vegas gambling mogul. He owns the Sands, one of the biggest Las Vegas gambling casinos. And these Christians think that Newt Gingrich is a Christian like them because he converted to Catholicism. But the power player behind him is the Jewish Zionist intelligence asset, billionaire Sheldon Adelson. And by the way, Adelson is also big pals with the Chinese. And they support him. And they've let him build one of the biggest gambling casinos in Red China today on the island of Macau. You get the connections, don't you, my friends? That's Newt Gingrich. But even before Adelson was giving him $20 million for his campaign, Newt Gingrich, years ago, his second wife, Marianne Gingrich, was put into office by Larry Silverstein. Larry Silverstein of 9/11 infamy hired Marianne Gingrich when her husband was Speaker of the House, Newt Gingrich. Now, what was her experience to work for Larry Silverstein, this Jewish billionaire in New York City? She worked for a company called the Israel Economic Development Corporation, IEDC, Israel Economic Development Corporation. She was paid hundreds of thousands of dollars a year. She was Newt Gingrich's wife. What did she do? She visited corporations and twisted a few arms and got them to move their manufacturing and jobs to Israel. They ripped off America and encouraged, quote unquote, American corporations to move to Israel. Our jobs went to Israel, thanks to Gingrich and his wife. But that's not all. She was given the job by her husband of working with the Israelis to plant Israeli agents to work as secretaries and as legislative assistants in the offices of the congressmen. He ran the personnel office. He was the Speaker of the House, Newt Gingrich. When somebody needed a legislative assistant or a secretary, they went to Marianne Gingrich, and she set them up with Miss Goldstein or Mr. Silverstein or Mr. Copperstone or whatever the Jewish name was, And so the Congress became infested with Jewish agents thanks to the Gingriches. He has been working with the Jewish intelligence, the Israeli intelligence, all these years. That can keep going on. Rick Santorum, endorsed by Rupert Murdoch for president. Well, he's a Catholic. He's not working for him. Well, Gingrich is Catholic too. And Romney's a Mormon. Now, Rick Santorum has a friend called Foster Freese that's been giving him money. He's an evangelical Christian billionaire. Ah, good. But wait, he works hand in glove with a Jewish billionaire named Koch, K-O-C-H, from New York. Koch is the same guy that gave Herman Cain hundreds of thousands of dollars to run for office. Herman Cain, owned by the Koch brothers of New York City, Jewish billionaires, the Sionim. Newt Gingrich, by the way, also ran around and supported Alvin and Heidi Toffler. Two people I believe are communists. They're Jews. They wrote the book Creating a New Civilization that said we need to get rid of basically American traditions, the American Constitution, the American nation. And Newt Gingrich wrote the foreword for the Jewish book, Creating a New Civilization. Now, Rick Santorum, he was a protege and was sponsored in the Senate in the first place, became a U.S. Senator from Pennsylvania, by fellow Pennsylvania Senator Arlen Specter, a 33rd degree Freemason and a Jew. Specter put him in office. Now, Santorum immediately went out and they gave him a rabbi to watch over things for him. A rabbi from New Jersey named Michael Cleish went to work in Rick Santorum's office. Do you get the picture? We're going to make sure this Catholic boy does what he's supposed to do. We'll send a rabbi to work for him. Not only that, this same rabbi ended up working in the presidential campaign of Rudy Giuliani. When a rabbi works in your office and you're a Catholic senator, what does that tell you, friends? The rabbi's running the show. Wish I had more time. I didn't even get to Michelle Bachmann and some of the others. Ron Paul is the only guy I could find that's not taking money or support from the Israeli intelligence world. And by the way, Obama is working for him too. Get my video, Rothschild's Choice. Israel gave all of our precious military secrets to Red China. Adelson, Gingrich's backer, is pals and cronies with Red China. Mitt Romney says, the first thing I'm going to do if I'm elected president, I'm going to fly to Israel and ask them what I can do to help them. What? The president of America, he's elected his first day in office, he's going to fly to Israel and see what he can do to help them? Are you kidding me? Why don't you go run for the prime minister job of Israel? Get out of America. Leave us alone. All of you, Sionim, Shed and Bet, Mossad agents. And as far as Bain, they should register as the clones of the Israeli Mossad, which they are. And Clear Channel Communications, all you are is a mouthpiece with Rush Limbaugh, Michael Savage, Sean Hannity, Glenn Beck, Laura Ingraham. And scratch the surface and we'll find out why Ann Coulter is getting best-selling books done by New York publishing houses that are owned by, well, Jews. This is Tex Mars. I'm angry. Are you? When intelligence assets from Israel are running our country and have stolen all of our most precious secrets. That's why Israel even has the nuclear bomb. They stole the secrets from us through Jewish agents in America. I say, leave America, go to Israel, get out of our sight. We're looking for a patriotic, put American interest first president. So far, the only one I can see is Ron Paul. What about you, friends? I'd like to hear from you. I'd like to know what you think about this program today. I'm Tex Mars. You've been listening to Power of Prophecy. And my fervent prayer is you'll tune in each week and discover the power of prophecy.